Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of Tibble Nibbles. So after the trip that I made to meet Liquor at lunchtime, I went for dinner all the way down in Wimbledon to Holy Smoke. So Holy Smoke is a restaurant that I used to go to quite a lot. It was on my commute home, so I went there probably every two months or so for about a year, which was good. I really like it as a restaurant. It's quite small. It's very friendly. The guy who runs it, a chap called Cameron, super friendly and always likes to sort of stop by your table for a chat and let you know what's going on and what he's got going on at the moment, which is really great. So I went there with some friends of mine, and because I was full, I only had a main course. I didn't have a starter, though I did have dessert because they do cheese. The menu has changed a little bit since I was there last. It's probably been probably about 6 or 7 months. So they still have my favourite starter on there, which is the grilled baby cuttlefish, which I heartily recommend. It's a salad. And not really being much of a salad eater, it does have to be pretty good in order for me to have it, which it is. So, and I know people did have it and they really liked it, so that was good. The other thing that was new that I haven't tried on the starters, which I may well have next time, is pan roasted breast of wood pigeon, which did look really, really nice. Someone else had the braised pork cheek and they said it was okay. It didn't blow them away, which is interesting because most of the things I've had from there has been really excellent. They also had the king prawns as well, tequila flame king prawns. Now, I'm not a tequila fan, so I probably wouldn't have had that, but I'm not sure what they thought of it, actually. So if I do find out, I'll add a little addendum on at the end. So in terms of the main course, I continued with my bid of having things that I don't normally have. So normally when I come here, I have the pork belly. So at this point, it's honey and five spice glazed confit of pork belly with chilled sweet potato mash, butter poached, baby corn, and fennel coleslaw. The best version of their pork belly that I've had was with the barbecue sauce that goes on the ribs that they used to do, but I haven't seen that on the menu for a while. I know that Cameron says it's quite a faff for him to prepare, and they've got a very small kitchen there, so I don't think he does it very often, and that's really delicious. The beef cheeks went down well that people had. I had the roasted guinea fowl with dauphinoise potatoes, truffled red wine jus, and tender stem broccoli. It was really nice. The meat was cooked beautifully. I know that the guinea fowl that I've had before, because it's quite a small bird, the breast can dry out quite quickly. The breast here was sort of cut in a fan shape and was really nicely cooked, very moist. The leg was absolutely fantastic. I think my only criticism of the guinea fowl was that it wasn't crispy. Now, it's probably not supposed to have crispy skin in terms of the recipe that they've got, but when I have any kind of poultry, or birds or whatever, I do like crispy skin. I think it's probably the best thing of pretty much anything. I was a little bit disappointed about that, but the flavour of the meat and everything else was super nice. The dauphinoise potatoes were lovely as well. So it was good. It's probably not as good as previous times that I've been. Though, to be fair, I pretty much only ever had either ribs or pork belly when I've been there. And I know that they're always outstanding. The other thing that I liked, no one else, I think, had desserts. Oh no, some people did. They had the vanilla scented duck egg creme brulee, which I haven't had, but always gets a good review. But the thing that I normally have is the triple chocolate brownie with homemade vanilla ice cream and bourbon fudge sauce. Now, I'm quite a brownie fan. It's second really only to sticky toffee pudding in terms of what I really like to have. And I think these guys do one of the best. It's definitely on the fudgy end rather than cakey, depending how you like your brownie. I really, really like this one. And then the other thing that I do like here is they used to do cheese for one, but they now do it serving two, costing £12. And you got a goat's cheese, a blue cheese, and sort of like a pale cheese that almost looked like Port Salut, but tasted sort of richer and creamier. We got three different types of crackers and then three different types of chutneys with it as well. So that was really nice. I shared that with one of my friends and it was all very good. Now, it's not wildly expensive, but it's also not massively cheap. We did go at full price. The starters sort of vary from £8 for the cuttlefish salad all the way through to £11 or £12 for scallops. I know someone had the scallops and that was really good. And then all the main courses are £20 apart from the veggie option, which is £18. And then the desserts are all £6. And then the cheese is £12 to share between two. Do I recommend Holy Smoke, definitely. I really like it. I don't think this was the best time that I've been. Cameron wasn't there that day. Unfortunately, he was ill, so hopefully he does feel a bit better soon. So I do wonder whether, because he wasn't there overseeing things, things weren't quite on point as they usually are. But apart from that, it was a very nice meal. I didn't spend very much money because I only had two courses, and I still thought it was really good value for money. So that's my review of Holy Smoke. Check it out. I know it's been on, it's been in the top five of TripAdvisor for the last sort of 3 or 4 years or so, pretty much since it opened. So I think it is worth a trip if you do live in central London. It takes probably about half an hour to get there from Waterloo. I've got another couple of reviews that are coming up in pretty short order. After I found out about Meat Liquor's half price deal on Tuesday, I found out that Patty and Bun were opening a new branch in Notting Hill. So I had a late lunch up there. And headed up and tried out their burgers. So that'll be next for episode 17. Keep your eye out for that. That'll be going up pretty soon after this one has gone up as well. So I hope you enjoyed the review. Please let me know what you think. You can either email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com or you can tweet me at tibblenibbles or you can leave a comment on the website, which is tibblenibbles.com. Thanks very much, and I will look forward to speaking to you next time when I'll be telling you about Patty and Bun.